Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Eight oh five. I'm Tim Convey. It's time for Food Stuff. Food Stuff sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at all 4 Salt and Smoke locations. SaltandSmokeSTL.com.
I did that last night.
Ooh, what'd you get?
T-Ravs barbecue pulled chicken, which I've had once before. It's very good. Nice. Don't often
Sounds
get
good.
That. They were out of pulled chicken, so got the barbecue pulled chicken. It was good. Got brisket, cracker mac, and pit beans.
Man, you do it right, Lance.
That was all me.
That nothing
was
wrong
me
with that.
And number 3.
We're all coping in different ways. Oh, by the way, at the doctor yesterday, I had to step on the scale. I hit 200 pounds.
Whoa!
So that's up?
That's way up, guys. I've never been 200 pounds in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you carry it very, very well, sir.
Well, what you guys don't know is I'm only 5'2".
I'm, like I said yesterday, I'm back down to my maximum weight loss in the pandemic era of 18 pounds down.
Wow. Yeah, I hit 200 pounds and I was like, this is bad. Now, that's not why I started spinning. That happened later, but time to make some changes. Time to go see Jason again. I got to get some things done. Anyway, a lot of personal moments for me on the show today. here's another one. All right, let's talk just regular seltzer, not spiked seltzer, but regular seltzer, seltzer water. Do you guys have favorites? Are you into it? Can you even tell the difference?
I am not a fan of seltzer water at all.
Yeah, I'm the same way. It tastes very, not acidic. It just, it has a very, it's like a, I don't know, like, it tastes like Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, my wife likes it, and it's like, that's all you. Oof, no.
I don't hate it. I'm coming around to it. My the love interest, some call her my fiance, really into it. When we first went out, I was told by friends that she really liked Perrier, so I got her Perrier. They made a mistake. It turns out it was Pellegrino. Well, I thought Perrier kind of was our thing. So even at this, when I proposed, there was Perrier there. And she confessed to me once there was a ring on her finger that she hated Perrier.
But she didn't tell you that until you got engaged?
Wow. That is correct.
Oh, boy.
I was like, oh, it's this cute thing. It's our thing because it's all based on this sort of mistake. And it's kind of funny. But like, hey, it all tastes the same. No, apparently it doesn't.
Wow.
Yeah, she loves Pellegrino and she loves Topo Chico.
Oh,
I gotta line these things. I'm gonna give her a taste test. This is real. I'm gonna give her a taste test and see if she can identify the different ones because it's just fizzy water. Anyway, I bring this up. I bring up Topo Chico specifically. Do you know Topo Chico owned by Coke apparently? Because Coca-Cola announced today that they're releasing Topo Chico spiked seltzer.
Hey, well that's great for you guys.
Yeah.
No.
I'm still waiting at Perrier. It's their move. You know what I mean? I'm waiting to see what they do. Yeah, she'll be excited about this. Topo Chico, Spike Seltzer, they're excited. It's coming out. Tangy Lemon Lime, we know, is a flavor. It's not clear if there will be other flavors as well. Spike Topo Chico coming soon. I just like to say Topo Chico.
Yeah. Why not?
Don't worry, guys. Starbucks will have the pumpkin spice latte this fall. Everything has been uncertain. People didn't know. Starbucks confirmed. Don't worry. It's coming back in the fall. They've not confirmed exactly when it's coming back. It's always a surprise, but typically sometime in late August. August is basically here. Are you guys excited? Do you care? Pumpkin spice latte?
Nah,
no. I just like talking about PSLs, that's all. You guys are not in a football sense.
Yeah. You guys are dudes and you're not basic. So. And finally, do you guys fight over the dishes with your significant other, or is that pretty much worked out by now?
Don't fight, but I'm still very disappointed to the fact that they always end up in the sink. I always have to put them in the dishwasher. I'm always told, well, because you have a certain way. No, I have no certain way. The certain way is I like nothing in the sink. They need to go in the dishwasher.
Wow, a yes would have sufficed when I asked if you were fighting about it. Clearly, that's a hot topic in the Murdoch household.
It's the one thing.
How about you, Lance? You guys getting worked up? I feel like you guys are ordering out all the time.
Every now and then, because I do tend to, I'm kind of the opposite of Kevin. I do tend to put him in the sink and leave him there. So, yeah, I'm the offender at our house.
Yeah, I am too. I leave them in the sink. But then I enjoy doing the dishes. I enjoy the whole, I'm rinsing them all off, I'm putting them in. Anytime even an appliance is doing work for me, it makes me feel, it's like something is, you know what I mean?
Right.
I say that. I love going to the post office because it's like I've got a team of people handling this for me. And it only costs me 29 cents. The average household, how many fights a year about the dishes?
Average household, I'm going to say 15.
A year?
A year? I was gonna say 50 about once a week.
217.
Wow.
Whoa.
I think that includes like little microaggressions, mm-hmm. like all the little stuff. These are the fights. Putting dishes in the sink when the dishwasher is empty. Heard of it? Not pre-rinsing before you load them in, or pre-rinsing too much and wasting water. Oh man.
Isn't that a big debate though, whether you're supposed to or not?
Does it depend on the dishwasher?
I think it does, yeah.
I tell you, I am guilty of peanut butter spoons. There's always a lot of peanut butter spoons because I am doing spoonfuls of peanut butter, which is possibly why I've hit 200 pounds.
I was just thinking.
I know. But those, if you don't rinse those, it doesn't matter. Your dishwasher's not taking care of it. It'll just stick on there. So you got to do a little pre-rinse. Anyway, leaving dirty dishes in the sink too long. And then who should empty the dishwasher? Is it up for grabs in your household or is it somebody's obligation?
We kind of share it, and then we also, this is why you have children.
Oh, here we go. He's going to get upset again.
No, not upset. This is why you have children. Now they're old enough to do it, and it's their responsibility.
So when's the last time you emptied the dishwasher?
Yesterday, because the child did not.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You guys got to work on these chores.
I know.
That is Foodstuffs. If you missed anything, always check out the podcast, Y98.com, or wherever you get your podcast. Just look for the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Foodstuffs!
Lance, how the road's looking?
Certainly not as chaotic as yesterday, so we'll take that. We did have a crash earlier out in St. Charles, westbound 70 on the 5th Street exit. That's already been cleared up. And then a little further out on westbound 70, there's a crash over on the right shoulder, partially a little bit in the right lane, but mostly on the right shoulder in between Zembel and
engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.